And welcome to Into the Fold. I am Jeff. Normally, this is a show where two best friends share their love of Leigh Bardugo's Grishaverse chapter by chapter, but if you follow the show regularly, you've probably noticed that we have not been releasing episodes on a regular schedule the way we used to. Juliana and I have both found ourselves pretty busy lately with everything we've had going on and everything we've got coming up, but don't worry, the show is not going anywhere. In fact, we fixed the date to record our next episode. So we just wanted to share a little bit of what's been going on with us lately to give you guys an idea of why things have been so unpredictable as far as this show, and to let you know that we're okay, because we love you guys. So, to start with me, regular listeners of the show will know that I also host for a Harry Potter podcast called Alohomora. They have recently decided to change to a weekly format as they go into what they call the final 100, meaning we have 100 chapters to complete before the series is done, and then the show will reach a natural stopping point. So that's changed the way that that show has to be recorded, and I'm still engaging with it as much as I possibly can. But it's a big adjustment for all of us over at Alohomora, and hopefully it works out for the better. And speaking of Harry Potter podcasts, I recently got to do an appearance on MuggleCast. And if you know your Harry Potter podcasts, you know that that has been one of the big ones for a very long time. And I have been listening to it for 14 years. So the fact that they finally invited me to be a guest on that show was a lot of fun and absolutely worth the wait. So go check out that episode of MuggleCast if you like. Coming up soon, we are getting into what I think of as con season. I know that conventions run all the way throughout the calendar year, but a lot of the ones that I attend, work for, and in different capacities interact with tend to happen in the same cluster of months right in the middle of the year. For example, the next one that I've got coming up is one of the only conventions that my wife and I go to every year just for fun. We are going to go to OMG Con in Owensboro, Kentucky, and that is going to be our first weekend trip away without our son since he was born. But he's going to have a fun weekend with his grandparents while we get out of town for a couple of days, just the two of us, and enjoy some time with our friends and other community members in that part of Kentucky, which we look forward to every year. Actually, now that I think about it, the way things worked out for this con season, all of the conventions that I have coming up in June are anime conventions, and all the conventions I have coming up in July are Harry Potter related. Because the next one that I have after OMG Con, I'm not sure if we're going to be going to yet, but there's a possibility I may get to return to Anime Ohio, which would be exciting because I didn't get to see a lot of that one last year. We were there with the maid cafe that we work with, and we are probably going to be there again this year. I don't know if we're confirmed or not, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. But at the end of June is one of the ones that I really look forward to every year now. It's in Lebanon, Tennessee. It's called AkaiCon. And in addition to going on a table swap with the crew from EvilCon, which is the anime convention that I work for, I get to do a lot of really fun things while I'm down there. Last year, I entered their karaoke contest and I was a co-winner. So they've asked me if I would be a judge for this year, which I'm looking forward to doing because I've seen a lot of the people who have asked about signing up and they seem really excited about being in the contest. So I can't wait to see what we get for that. And every year, AkaiCon does a drag show to raise money for charity. And the last 2 years in a row, I have brought my Linda Belcher cosplay and done a little show for the people. And it's always a crowd pleaser because people love Linda Belcher. She's a great character. So I'm hoping to reprise that, and I'm hoping to help do some good in that part of the community through my participation in that show. Now, getting into July, July is going to be very busy. The first weekend in July is LeakyCon in Portland, Oregon. I'm on about 5 or 6 panels for that one as it is, and I don't recall if I've mentioned this on the show since it was announced, but I have been asked to participate in their fandom rock show this year. And I'm going to put a pin in that one and come back to it because it actually involves a story that I've grown fond of telling, not because it's a brag, but because it really illustrates why community is so important to me. So I'll come back to LeakyCon in a moment. The next weekend after LeakyCon, I'll be heading down to Chattanooga for Literary Inc., and I'm looking forward to that one for a lot of reasons, apart from the fact that I've been asked to perform, so I get to play pretty much every day, I think. I have a lot of people who are going to be coming to that one that I would not get to see otherwise, so I'm looking forward to seeing those people, since some of them won't get to go to LeakyCon this year. Juliana and I are going to be recording a live episode of the show at Literary Inc. while we are there. And we are each going to be getting a tattoo from our friend Stina, who owns one of my favorite brands in the world of pin making, Laserbrain, as well as a fabulous shop in New Hampshire called Grim North, where she does tattoos. So there's a lot to look forward to there, but my favorite part of Literary Inc. this year is that my wife and my son will get to come with me. So they'll get to see what it looks like when I work a convention from that angle, and a lot of people that have never gotten to meet my wife or who've been excited to see my son will get to do that. So that's going to be a fun vacation that everybody in my little family gets to go take. And then at the end of July, I have been invited to perform in a convention in Pittsburgh called Confluence. I've never been to this one, but a lot of people that I know in the Wizard Rock community have at one time or another been invited to play there, and their Filk lineup is massive. They've got all different kinds of artists from all over the place who are going to be coming, and I am really, really looking forward to being part of such a diverse musical lineup. Now, before I hand things over to Juliana, I have a story that I want to share with you guys, as promised, about preparing for this year's LeakyCon. But before I get into it, I want to just add a small disclaimer. I do not tell this story to make anybody look bad, and I am not trying to criticize anyone who has any connection to LeakyCon. So I just want to make sure that that is perfectly clear. So, 2 years ago, when I performed at LeakyCon for the first time, they reached out to me and offered me a contract, and everything felt in order. They sent me the contract, I signed it, everything seemed fair, everything was taken care of. I went, I performed, the whole experience was wonderful. I loved every moment of it. This year, things have worked a little differently. I was already on about 5 panels, I want to say, and then I got approved for a panel I submitted, so I had enough panel submissions to cover my badge. But I wasn't expecting them to invite me to perform in any official capacity, because last year that didn't happen. And if you follow such things, then you know that that part of the LeakyCon experience has gone through a lot of changes, shall we say, in the past few years. But I was pleasantly surprised when they sent me an email and invited me to play for what they are this year calling their Fandom Rock Show. It's being curated by my dear friend Brian Ross from Draco and the Malfoys, and it also features the Bookish Songs Collective, which you may have heard us mention on the show. That collective is some of the most talented musicians whose material is based around the world of literature, including one of our personal favorites here at the podcast, Kendra Dantes, who has some of the most fabulous Grishaverse music in the world. We absolutely love her. So, I was very happy to be invited to perform for them. But when they announced me the very next day, they got my name wrong on social media. They billed me as Jeff Skellington because of a Facebook thing, and they spelled Skellington wrong. They corrected it in an email, but not on social media, and I thought, all right, fine. And then it occurred to me, they did not offer me a contract. We said nothing about compensation, but this felt like a similar ask to what I had when I performed for them 2 years ago. So I sent them an email and I asked, do we need to have a contract? They said, nope, we don't need a contract. I said, okay, no problem. And then I asked them if they would be willing to help me out with airfare, because round trip airfare to and from Portland is fairly expensive. And they said no. So I thought, well, I can either pull out and tell them I'm not going to play, or I can find a way to pay for plane tickets to Portland. So I did the same thing that I did last year when I needed to get to MistyCon. I set up a GoFundMe campaign. I shared the link everywhere that I could. I did not directly ask anybody for any money. If anything, I may have asked people to share the link itself, and I accepted that whatever would happen, would happen. If people felt so led to help me raise the money I needed for plane tickets, then I would be forever grateful. And if it didn't happen, then it didn't happen. I had the money that I needed for airfare to and from Portland in less than 24 hours. I didn't realize this when I set up that campaign and shared that link, but apparently, I'm not the only one who thinks it is unfair that certain conventions don't feel the need to work Wizard Rock, Filk musicians, artists in general, however you want to view it, into their budget and make sure that they're compensated fairly for their time and their talent. Especially when, once upon a time, they felt differently about such things. But the fact that I was able to raise the money I needed for those plane tickets in such a short amount of time is something that hit me very, very hard emotionally, in a good way. Because I was discussing it with a friend not long after I hit that mark, and we agreed. The fact that so many people were willing to help come together and make that happen tells me that not only am I loved and surrounded by a wonderfully supportive community, but that there are people out there who believe in what I'm doing. Even if it doesn't make sense to everybody, even if everybody doesn't enjoy it equally or interact with it in the same way, the fact that that many people decided they needed to step up and be supportive is something that I will never forget. And because of that, I will be going to Portland, where I will be presenting several panels at LeakyCon, and I will be performing not only Wizard Rock, but I've also been working on some material that extends into other fandoms, including a Grishaverse song that I have been working on for quite a while, and I cannot wait for people to hear it. So, there you have it. There is my story about preparing for a convention on the opposite side of the country from where I live. There is a glimpse at what the next couple of months are going to look like for me. And I appreciate you guys sticking with my stories and with the stories Juliana has coming up. I know that it's a lot to listen to. Maybe it's short for a podcast episode, but it's a long time to listen to just one person talk about themselves. So if you're one of our listeners who stuck with this entire update all the way to the end, we are very, very grateful to you. And we are glad that you cared enough to listen and know that we are okay. So I will now hand things over to my dear friend and co-host Juliana.
Oh, hello, lovely listeners. Hello, my friends. guys. First off, want to say hi, it's Juliana. This is my part of our little update as to what Jeff and I have been up to recently. Just keeping you guys in the loop, letting you know that we love you very much. And we definitely have not abandoned this podcast. So please do not feel abandoned, feel loved, feel special, feel appreciated very much so. But I'm just popping in to tell you what's been going on over in my neck of the woods as to kind of why we haven't been recording much recently and maybe just give you some fun little updates. And yeah, we're just going to take it from here. I don't really have anything super planned, but I'm just going to run you through things that have happened. But a lot of you know that I actually just went on the biggest trip of my entire life, where I went to Tokyo, Japan. Yes, Japan. And for reference, I live in Massachusetts, so it's a 16-hour plane flight, 32-hour day of travel consecutively on both sides of the trip. So it's long. It's a long trip. But it was the coolest thing I think I've ever done in my entire life. Like, it was so freaking cool. And I highly, 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 highly encourage anyone who has not been to Japan yet to please go back. Please, 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 please go and visit Japan. It is the coolest thing in the entire world. And I know that Jeff is very jealous and would like to get there soon themselves. So definitely go and do that. But since I got back from Tokyo, I've mostly just been trying to get back into the swing of things and been working at the running shoe store that I work at. I love my job. It's a great job. And it really lets me celebrate what I love. Besides like being a nerd is being about like these books is being a nerd about running and things like that and running myself. And, you know, so being able to have that job is great. I'm way happier than I've ever been at a job ever. So that's fan freaking tastic. So we have been back doing that and also just trying to like get back into the flow of things. Also just want to say post big, like biggest trip I've ever taken in my life and post like coming off of a really big marathon on top of things and really cool like Harry Potter things that I got to do. Oh, there's Alexa. And also post doing all these cool things with Disney and all these other fun things. Your girl Julianne here kind of went into a little bit of a situational depression, which I'm like kind of just coming out of right now. Some of it is because I do have to deal with, and I know a lot of people deal with this too, like seasonal depression. When it's not sunny out, my mood is significantly different, and it really freaking sucks because I hate to have my mood and my drive and my ambition and everything else around my day surrounded, like, not surrounded by, but controlled by the freaking sun and the weather. It's very obnoxious, and I'm sure a lot of you guys can relate to that. So I definitely had a really big come down period, including a hospital. I don't know if we spoke about this at all, but hello, friends. We're here. We're doing it now. The week after I got back from Japan, I actually got a really bad GI infection, partially because of my chronic illnesses that I have and the medications I have to be on for it and the stress of traveling and everything kind of compilating, and ended up staying over at the hospital for a night. They gave me like 3 rounds of IV antibiotics, so much fluids, and I came out of that the next day feeling like a brand new person, which was great. So that was a fun time. But post that, I've just been kind of trying to pick myself back up by the bootstraps, because for pretty much like 2 years going up to this point, I had like a purpose and everything, like a strict purpose, like running the New York City Marathon, like getting ready for LeakyCon, getting ready for this and blah, 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 getting ready for Tokyo. And so I'm kind of in a place where right now my next big thing is Literary Ink with Jeff, which is going to be a lot of fun. But the last months before this, we didn't really have that 100% in the purview. And now it's coming up and now I'm really excited. So just know that if you suffer from situational depression or depression after a big trip or a big event or something like that, like, you're not alone. And questioning your purpose in life and your direction in life and everything doesn't mean that you're a failure. And I'm saying this out loud for myself too, you know, because I'm coming out of it, not fully out of it yet. But I think a lot of the things that are getting me out of this are how excited I am for Literary Ink. Like, let me just tell all of you how fucking excited I am to, one, go to my first ever tattoo convention. Yes, I have like 9 to 10. I think I have 9 tattoos. 9 tattoos, technically. I've never been to a tattoo convention before, so I'm very excited for this. And also that it's Literary Ink and that Jen, the person who's organizing it, is just an absolutely fabulous human being. And I'm so excited. And this tattoo convention comes with rave reviews from Jeff, from Danny, from any other of our friends who have been to it. I'm so excited to go. And secondly, I'm so excited because I booked my tattoo appointment. I'll be getting a Harry Potter, like chocolate frog box from Harry Potter. I'm getting a chocolate frog tattoo by Stina from Laser Brain Patch Co. Stina is awesome, and I'm so excited to have a tattoo from her. And I believe Jeff is also booking in a tattoo with her as well, too. So we're both super stoked that we got these coveted spots with her, because we weren't guaranteed them, and we were so excited that she like had the room in her schedule for us. So I'm super excited for that, and also to see all my friends there. And also, most excitedly for things that I'm excited for. That sentence made sense. What with the thing I'm most excited for is I get to meet Avery, Jeffrey's son. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I'm so thrilled. I'm such a proud aunt, and I can't wait to meet Avery. I am just like so, I'm gonna cry now, because I'm just like so excited to meet him, and I'm just so proud of Jeff and his wife Ashley, and I just like I'm just so excited to meet Avery. I can't wait. I'm just like I can't wait. I'm so excited. So yeah, that's what I've been up to. We're planning. I'm doing 4 different panels at LeakyCon, so come and see me. Jeff and I are doing a live Into the Fold recording. Then both of us are going to be on a book recommendations panel, a podcasting 101 panel, and then if you're there, you can come and see me by myself doing Nutrition for Nerds, which is like Nutrition 101 with like a nerdy spin to it, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So definitely stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for some pictures of tattoos that Jeff and I are getting. Stay tuned for other running things that I'll be doing. Anytime you need me or you want to hit me up, come on, hit me up over at jellyanna_runs, like grape jelly, over on Instagram. And that's linked in our Instagram bio as well, both Jeff and I's personal Instagrams. And we're really excited. So we'll see you guys soon. You'll hear from us soon. We're recording an episode as of right now in a week or so. So yeah, thanks for listening and thanks for being here for us. We love you very much. I love you very much. And I'll see you soon. Bye.
So there you have it. An update from Juliana and myself about what we have been doing and what we are going to be doing. When we come back with our next episode, we are going to be discussing a lot more chapters than we usually do. We will be doing chapters 32 through 38 of Six of Crows, because now that we are getting further into the book, the chapters are going to start moving at a very brisk pace. And we figure the best way to make sure that we complete the book before we get to Literary Ink, which is still our goal, is to try to get through as many in a single episode as we can without skipping over anything important. So, thank you for hanging out with us through this life update, and we will see you soon for our next chapter discussion of Six of Crows.